Good morning, everyone. My name is Subhasana Rishimana. I'm the chair of the EFRAG Technical Experts Group. Our work is to advise the European Commission as to whether the IFRS issued by the ISB is conducive to the European public good so that the Commission can endorse the IFRS for application in Europe. So I haven't, being non-academic, I haven't prepared any presentation, but I found your work very interesting and I commend, because we are in the midst of doing something similar. You mentioned that Europe has adopted IFRS since 2005, but I think a lot of people forget that that applies only to listed companies, and there is kind of a jurisdictional option to apply the IFRS to non-listed entities. And currently we are having a whole approach because the Eurogroup, this is the group of the finance ministers of the whole of Europe, they made the research, economic research, which whose results actually are similar to your work. And they came to the conclusion that if we see Europe, there is a capital flow, increase in capital flow at the level of public entities, listed entities, because those are listed on the stock exchange, CAC 40, BEL 20. But there is almost a medieval, almost a cake or caveman's attitude to non-listed entities, SMEs. And that is keeping the European Union behind. It's keeping us behind. We can't compete with the US. Why? Because the US, if a European investor, a US investor in Texas creates an SME, he can shop around for funding. He needs a loan. He goes to New York Bank. He goes to Norwalk Bank, and he gets a better rate. That doesn't happen in Europe. So I come from Belgium. So if an entity in Belgium goes to Germany, because that's where the rates are cheaper, a German bank cannot give them a loan. Why? Because you're in Belgium. So we have so many barriers, the laws, the regulations, corporate law, and we are currently working on it. And I will need some of help. At the end, I will share contacts with Anna Simpson, who, because we are outreaching to get some help on the SMEs. The European Commission has asked us to work on how can we reduce or increase capital flows for SMEs, i.e., SMEs in Belgium being able to get funding from Germany. Investors in Portugal are telling us we have money, but we have no SMEs to buy because we are a small market. Can we get a place to invest our money? We have Poland and the Balkan countries saying, well, we have ideas, we have an economic growth, we have we need investments, we need investors, but we can't get investors because the Portuguese don't understand what the hell the corporate law in Poland works and whether the Polish gap is similar to Portuguese gap. Mm-hmm. So in effect, your work is telling us, wake up Europe. We need to have to harmonize the information. And to have that, we need to have some sort of similar IFRS-like that applies to SMEs. The ISB has done a great job in giving us IFRS for SMEs, but for political reasons, member states found IFRS for SME to be still too burdensome, so we cannot apply it. With that, the European Commission asked us to work on a smaller template which would provide some sort of KPIs. And these KPIs will be standardized included in a template, and the template will be then filed or lodged to the ESAP, so that's the European Single Access Point, which will be effective running from 1st of January 2027. And we do hope, because research, your paper shows, the Eurogroup research shows, that by having a sort of similar IFRS or any accounting reporting for all SMEs, VSMEs within the European Union, that would actually create increased capital flows cross-border. And you also mentioned the volatility effect. I think I'm not an academic. I was a little bit confused because on one hand you say the IFRS adoption has the potentiality to increase volatility. On the other hand, you say, okay, actually it helps reduce the susceptibility to volatility index. And I thought that's a little bit dichotomic. So maybe you will share with me what you intended to mean there. If I come back to our work in Europe, the gentleman, I can't remember what's your name again? Posen. You mentioned a very good point there in terms of when we look at your work, you focused on IFRS, but there are other actors, other elements that in play that may impact the capital growth, the capital inflows. And you mentioned enforcers, and we believe that another impact may be regulation. So in Europe, the Germans have their own corporate law, the Belgians our own, the Spanish their own. So we are working currently, our colleagues from Commissioner McGrath, my Irish friend, he's working on harmonizing corporate law, meaning if an entity, if you're an investor, you set up an entity in Germany, in Portugal, in Poland, you'll be subjected to the same law. And that will go a long way to reduce the barriers to cross-border capital inflows. Another effort we are making at the European Commission level is my commissioner, Mrs. Albuquerque. She's working on investments and savings union, and that is to come up with a formula that encourages Europeans to behave like Americans. What do I mean? Rather than putting your extra, your paycheck in savings account, we have 29 trillion euros sitting in savings accounts. The typical American, he gets his paycheck, he says, okay, half costs and one third the extra holidays, and the 10% play money goes invest in shares at the stock exchange. That's what makes the US economy very dynamic. So we need similar. And how can we do that? So we are working on how can we create a savings and investments union to encourage the money that is sitting in a savings account to be invested in the stock markets or to be invested in cross-border investments in VSMEs. And that is the third initiative we are having. But I just learned yesterday that there might be another fourth initiative, but this is not from the European Commission. We heard from the German Chancellor. He's suggesting to have a single stock exchange because our capital markets in Europe is still segmented. We have CAC 40, we have BEL 20. If I am a startup in Belgium and I need 1.5 billion euros to develop my cancer molecule, I can't raise that funding in any of the European Union capital markets. I need to go to New York. And Chancellor Mersch believes this is because we are segmented. If you can have one single stock exchange of the European Union, we will be able to raise funding in Europe. And finally, I just wanted to mention a few words in terms of how we can get some help from your side, is that our teams are seeking any of you who may have experience in SMEs, in terms of investing in SMEs, or lending to SMEs, or you being working with incubators, startups, that you can log to our website. We have launched 2 surveys. If you can complete our surveys with the information you have and share with us, that will be extremely helpful. And I just want to say your paper, we are discussing it with the team, and last week I discussed it with the European Commission's staff. We appreciate it and we commend you for that. Thank you so much.